Hi, I'm WTOP Entertainment Editor Jason Fraley, and we are being joined by, just say your name and your title really fast.
My name is Joe Cerruti, and I'm the Artistic Director of the Alexandria Harmonizers.
And we are, of course, talking because you guys are doing a free concert, Christmas Coast to Coast, a celebration of singing and family. It's going to be on Sunday, December 20th at 6:30 p.m. Eastern. Hey, thanks so much for doing this.
Yeah, my pleasure. You know, the Alexandria Harmonizers have been a choral ensemble here in the D.C. area for over 70 years, and this is the first time that we're not going to be able to perform for our family and friends and fans during the holiday season for decades. So, you know, while we thought there's just been nothing all that positive about this pandemic, we thought that while we're not able to do the things that we've always been able to do, that it is affording us the opportunity to do things that we've never been able to do before. So the concert is in partnership with another choral ensemble from Seattle, Washington, hence the name Coast to Coast. And we've got about 20 other guest groups that will be involved in the show from not only all over the country, but all over the world. There's a choral ensemble that we are close with from Germany that will be joining us as well.
Cool. So yeah, like you're saying, that's some silver linings of the pandemic. It sort of opened it up to things that you wouldn't be there with people from Germany and Seattle if it was in person. So there you go. So you mentioned that the two big ones, of course, are Alexandria Harmonizers, and then the other Coast to Coast is Northwest Sound. Tell me who Northwest Sound is. What are they all about?
Northwest Sound is a comparable chorus to the Alexandria Harmonizers. They are a larger male a cappella chorus that is very active within their community. And when they heard that we were doing a show and vice versa, we just said, you know, wouldn't it be cool if we did this together? And it's an opportunity that we wouldn't have if there wasn't a pandemic. So we're really looking forward to it. The collaboration has been really, really wonderful for both choruses. We complement each other well in the sort of things that we are strongest at and the things that we need help with. So it's been a great collaboration.
Sounds great. Yeah, from Washington to Washington.
Right.
Cool. Tell me, how exactly was this shot? Because I know, you know, everyone's going to be aware of social distancing and everything. Are you, you know, are your harmonizers spread out on a stage, or are you filming like on Zoom in their houses, or how's it actually shot?
So the choruses themselves will either have, we will be using videos from holiday performances from last year, or we have done a number of virtual choir style performances, meaning all of the different faces are on the screen, but they were recorded at home and put together digitally. So we'll either have performances from the previous year or performances that we did just in the last month or two, but all in virtual choir format.
Gotcha. So that I can't imagine that must have been a big one giant edit job to put all that together.
Especially for the first time we did that kind of work. It was definitely a project, but we had a ton of great help from volunteers within the chorus as well as professionals outside of the chorus. So we're very, very fortunate to have the resources to put this together. And we the result of these videos completely exceeded our expectations. So it's not just staring at faces the whole time. There is a bit more production value to it all. So we're really, really excited to share that with everyone.
Great. Of course, that'll stream on it's called the Barbershop Harmony Society YouTube channel. But of course, you can just you can link to it off of your, you know, Alexandria Harmonizers website too. Tell me, give us an idea of, you know, how long is the show and what sort of songs are we going to hear?
Yeah. So the show is going to be just about 2 hours long. And as I said, we've got guest groups from all over the world. So most of them are quartets, and because they are small groups and some of them are even kind of sheltering in place together, they're able to perform live. So you'll see singers in the same room together that are performing material just for this show. So it's not material that would have been shared on YouTube or social media beforehand. It's unique to this show that ensembles have been getting together to share their music. We have a quartet of quadruplets, the 18-year-old quadruplets from Wisconsin called Vintage Mix. We have a number of family ensembles, the Tramack family singers, the Workman family singers that got together and learned songs. And, you know, that's one thing that we don't see a whole lot of lately, or families getting together to sing. It was something that was happening all the time in this country decades ago. But I think that the pandemic is doing a wonderful job of actually bringing these families together again. And there's more singing going on in homes than there has been in the last couple of decades. So you'll see a number of families getting together to demonstrate that harmony, which is really exciting.
Do you are you able to give us a teaser of some of the set list? You know, which some of the carols that we can look forward to?
Oh boy, you know, with that many groups involved, it's hard to say a Christmas song that is not going to be involved in this show. From some of the more popular ones like "You're a Mean One, Mr. Grinch" to some of the more classic carols, like "Silent Night" and things along those lines. So, I mean, I really think that this show runs the gamut of holiday material that can be performed. When you have, you know, upwards of 25, 30 groups on a show for 2 hours, we pretty much have all of the holiday songs covered.
Awesome. Now, I know one of the really, really cool altruistic parts of this is, you know, not only is it, I mean, it's free if you watch, but I know you're also, you know, putting out a call for some donations to a couple of charities.
That's right. And so each of the choruses, the Seattle-based chorus and our chorus, each chose a relatively local charity to them. And the charity for the Alexandria Harmonizers is the Tragedy Assistance Program for Survivors, also known as TAPS. And TAPS is well known here in the DC area, as well as around the country and the world, for providing comfort and care to all of those that are grieving the death of a military loved one, which we realize right now that there are so many struggling because of this pandemic, but it's important for us to still keep in mind the military support that we have, and especially the families that are going through this pandemic and this holiday season without a loved one. So that is who we chose as the charity for our portion of the concert.
Awesome. And then I'm also seeing that your counterpart, Northwest Sound, is benefiting HopeLink, which is a Seattle area organization working to end poverty. So right, that's two great programs that you guys are going to be supporting. How exactly, logistically, how does that work if the concert's free? Is it just donation? You're asking for donations? You know, I guess my question is, how do proceeds go if it's free?
When you watch the video, so there's actually a unique URL where you can go to watch the video, and that is barbershop.org/coast-to-coast. So if you go to barbershop.org/coast-to-coast, you'll be able to watch the video there. It'll be streaming as a live premiere on YouTube. So you can stream that to a TV or watch that from your computer, but then underneath that streaming video will be links to either donate to TAPS or to HopeLink. So all of the expenses that we have had with the show have been covered by generous sponsors, which will be listed in the program. So we will not have any sort of cost to the show, which is great. So any donation that we receive is going to be able to go directly 100% to the charities.
Great. Well, thanks so much for doing this. I mean, I guess in closing, you know, just tell our listeners why this show will get them in the holiday spirit. You know, it's and sort of speak along the lines of, you know, it's been such a downer year in terms of everything that's been going on with the pandemic and got a contentious election and racial reckoning over the summer. And it's been a rough year, but why is this sort of a good way to end on a high note, an inspirational note at the holidays?
Yeah. You know, with the incredibly difficult year that we have had for so many different reasons, one of the things that the Alexandria Harmonizers have specialized in for over 70 years in this community is the not only the benefits of singing, but the intrinsic benefits of singing together in harmony. One of the things that has been missing so much throughout this pandemic, and we thought, you know, while we can't have our holiday show in a traditional fashion, can we bring harmony to this community in a different way that I believe we can actually access many more people than we would have been able to access had we had our holiday concert live. So we're hoping that we can reach out to people who need the overall spirit of harmony and giving and the holidays in a year where it was needed more than ever before.
Awesome. And I know it's on the 20th. That's when the big event is. If folks somehow miss it, will it be, you know, could they re-watch it, or will it be on the website between, you know, or, you know, between then and Christmas?
Yeah, absolutely. You will not be able to watch it obviously prior to 6:30 on the 20th, but after the video is premiered, it will remain on YouTube for quite a while. So if you go to the Barbershop Harmony Society's YouTube channel and search Christmas Coast to Coast, it should come up there, and you should be able to watch that for months after the show is premiered.
Great. All right, that's great. So if you like what you see, or if you miss it, you can throw it up on Christmas Eve, Christmas Day, and just have it sort of on in the background as well. I love it. Awesome. Again, everyone, it is the Christmas Coast to Coast presented by the Alexandria Harmonizers and Northwest Sound, starting Sunday, December 20th at 6:30 p.m. Hey, thank you, sir. This was great talking with you.
Thank you, Jason. Take care. Have a great holiday season.
You too. Happy holidays.